The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Amen. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Now, you probably hadn't thought about skinning no cat, have you? Brother, like, no, come to think of it, I haven't thought about skinning no cat. But there's more than one way to do it. Once you figure out that you need to skin one, it's more than one way to do it. Amen. I never learned all the ways to do it, but what it meant to me, if it doesn't work one way, it'll work another way. Come on, somebody. I remember a testimony. Y'all see that Bible verse? Hold your place. I'm going to stop on y'all. But let me tell you. I heard a preacher say this. He was telling his testimony. And I had been to his house, right? And I'm thinking to myself, this house, 10,000 square foot house. Amen. I believe if somebody else got it, I can have it if I want it. That means it's available. Come on, somebody. I don't want everything I see. How about you? You don't want everything I see. I mean, you get something I don't have, I'm going to celebrate with you. I can celebrate with you. Can you say amen? Rejoice with those who rejoice. Amen. So when anybody around me get blessed, I'm just a happy camper because I'm going to celebrate with you. Amen. I might have to borrow it later on, depending on what it is, but I don't have to have it. I don't have to have ownership and steward. So he was talking about his house. So I've been to his house, three levels, 10,000 square feet. You know how big that is? That's a big house. Well, then when he began to tell the story about how he got the house, it seemed out of range. There's some things to you seem out of range. But then when you hear the effort that was made to get it. When he talked about how many times he and his wife was turned down for the house. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I hadn't heard you say nothing about when you got turned down. I thought you just got it. See, when you hear these testimonies on blessings and prosperity, you think it's all smooth sailing, don't you? No, it's a work of faith. See, faith signifies there's a fight. The word of God says, fight the good fight of faith. Isn't that right? So, which means when you are standing in faith in something, there will be some opposition. Faith has an opposition. When you're in faith, you're walking with God. And so he said how many times he turned down. The light came on. I'm like, whoa. I'll give it a shot 10, 11 times when you want it bad. How many of you have attempted to do something and you quit after the third time or the second time? You got all in your emotions and all in yourself and your self-pity. Amen. And you quit. It's more than one way to skin a cat. I had heard it. I just didn't know how to translate it into real life. And when he told me, they had turned him down. There's somebody that has your yes. Well, I went, they won't hire me. Ain't no more job. That's a lie. It's plenty. Somebody looking for you. I said, somebody looking to have you and going to be glad to have you. Somebody will celebrate you. Well, you know my boyfriend. He's the wrong one. He's not the right guy. The guy God has for you will celebrate you, baby. What? Celebrate me, baby. What do you mean by that? He's going to let you know he's glad you're in his life. He's going to go to church with you. He's going to go everywhere with you and be glad to be there. Y'all ain't helping me. Come on, somebody. You got to have your faith operating like this here. And then if he's not like that, you say, you might not be the one. You can't be afraid to tell him you might not be the one. Amen. Well, yeah. Well, how you going to take care of this baby? Oh, I got guys in line that want to take care of this baby. Well, do you? Not really, but God's going to have to handle this. Your destiny is in God. And the blessing for you, it cover you, your baby, the next baby, the house, and car, everything else. You got your faith have to operate this way and stop talking to people who downgrading your identity. Is that over there? Come on, let's go back to the Bible. So it said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of what? Patience after that after you have what? Done the will of God. Have you done after what? You have done the will of God. Have you done what? Done the will of God. Amen. You might receive the promise. So the promise follows the patience, which based on doing the word of God. You have to look at these are fundamental characteristics that must be accomplished. So patience, many of you waiting, and some of you waiting impatient. You want to be impatient. Patience means it means a steady standing and focus based on what the word of God says in a given situation, which has a target that represents what the promise is. Turn to your neighbor and say, what is the promise then? It's victory. It's healing. It's divine guidance. It's abundance and not lack. It's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen. It's the love of God. It's great relations. It's great relationships. It's being blessed and being a blessing. Those are the promises. And your patience is connected to the manifestation of all of those. Well, you know, this life is tough, man. It is one thing to another. Sit over there. Amen. That guy Danny DeVito in that movie said, move. I mean, get out my way. What was that guy named? He was doing the military thing. He said, mountain, get out my way. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. The mountain of doubt. Amen. The mountain of fear. Amen. The mountain of fear, failure. All of, move. Speak to him. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, speak to the mountain. Amen. The word says, so it says, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by what? The just shall live by what? Faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back or quit, go back, turn back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Amen. Now look up a minute. You see that word that says that believe to the saving of the soul? Believe to the saving of the soul. Okay, your soul, your mind, your will, emotion, and your intellect. Are you with me? Now what has happened? This saving of the soul has to do with the transformation of your heart, mind, your mind, your intellect, your emotions being impacted by the word of God in every area. See, you look at it, it looked like being born again. That's not the reference there. The reference is what occurs is there's a transformation process that takes place in the life of the believer. This is not about you dying and going to heaven. This is about you moving to a state. Moving to a state whereby your heart, man, your mind is renewed by the word of God. Amen. Your emotions are controlled by the word of God. Your intellect, your thought life is lining up with the word of God. Are you with me? When everything about you, your mind, will, emotion, intellect, they're all controlled and structured according to what the scriptures say. And you say, Well, Dave, you're just going to quit. Well, quitting is not in my vocabulary. It's not in there. I've been delivered from quitting. I've been delivered from failure. I've been delivered from sickness and disease. What you mean? You can't get sick? Yeah, but it ain't going to stay, and I'm not going to agree with it. My soul is not going to let me agree with it because my soul is saved. It's lined up with the word of God. Are you following me? That's where transformation of the word of God comes into play. That's where... Turn over to Hebrews. Where you at now? You Hebrews 10? Go to Romans 12, 1. Go to Romans 12. We're doing it quickly. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, all this is preparation for a life of faith. Says you can't walk a life of faith without the word of God controlling your thought life, your emotions. All of that is that's the renewing. That's what the transformation is. If you're going to worry, what kind of prayers you going to pray if you're worrying? If you're going to meditate on the lies of the devil, the word of God on meditation in Joshua 1:8, if thou shalt meditate on that word day and night, that thou may observe to do all that is written therein, then shalt thou make thy way what? Prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Amen? How many of y'all know that verse by heart? Okay, I know I'm going fast, but it's on tape. Are you with me? So I'm not being presumptuous on here because I remember, holy preacher, let me turn over to that. But I'm going fast to capture it on the CD. You can go and play the CD as long as you want to play it on Facebook or whatever. And you or you can go to that word. And look. That's a word you want to know by heart. Amen. That's what he told Joshua. Joshua 1 and verse number 8 and 9. He told Joshua, he said, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Moses is dead. The leader dead. You the leader. Turn to your neighbor and say, you the leader. Turn to him and say, you the leader. All that stuff I was telling y'all about high school, coming to high school, God bless me. You know why? I'm the leader. I'm the leader. I wasn't following, I was leading. But I was a student of following, and then I became leader. How you know the leader? I'm the president. Well, you, what made you the president? The people that voted. Why did they vote for you the president? Because I'm the leader. I know where I'm going. I'm heading somewhere. I'm not wondering about victory. I want it the right way. I don't want to cheat to get it. I don't want to steal it. I want it, and I know God wants me to have it. And everybody, and the rest of y'all are going to be blessed in the process. But what you think? You the only leader? I didn't say I was the only leader. I'm saying I'm the leader. Come on, somebody. That's my destiny. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's mine too. Well, how ain't going to be enough room for all of us to lead? Because we're leading in different things in different places. Come on, somebody. I come to your job, I ought to know you run it. Well, how am I running the job? They hired me, Pastor. It doesn't matter who hired who. The people don't follow who lead. They're going to follow your faith. They're going to follow your confidence. Amen. You know, you can go to a job and tell the supervisor, whoever head over, and say, I'm going to help make your company successful. Come on, somebody. Oh, Pastor, that ain't number arrogant. No, it ain't. That's confidence. You come through the door with confidence. You bring God with you. I don't know if the rest of them got God until I meet them and we talk with them. Can you say amen? I'm not in there begging whether they're going to keep me. I'm thinking about how soon y'all going to promote me. Y'all going to want me in charge. Come on, somebody. I remember the story I saw on TV about Tom Brady. I don't like Tom Brady, but one of my associate pastors is a Patriots fan. Pastor Elliott Blair, he's the only one with a Patriot jersey on Jersey Day. He has all bragging rights. They are the world champions. So we can't say nothing to him until somebody else wins. We thought somebody else was going to win, but they didn't. Tom Brady won, and the Patriots won. Amen. So therefore, we have to respect that. But anyway, when he came to the Patriots, you know what he said, Jones? I said, do you know what he said, Jones? He told the owner of the Patriots as he was shaking his hand, he wasn't even the starter. He was the backup quarterback and told the owner, Robert Kraft, got a little trouble here lately, pray for him. He rich, he should know better, but anyway, it's football season. He told, now is this arrogant or what? Let me get back to the faithful. He told the owner, you're going to be glad for the day you signed me. He's not even the first string quarterback. He's out of Michigan. He's a California boy out of Michigan. And he did okay in Michigan, but evidently he felt his better days was why he getting paid. Can't stand it. I don't even like his presidential pick. But I got to give him the props. Everybody won't have your political view or whatever, but you got to respect the winners. He said, they got it on film. Some, I don't know how they got it. He's standing on the sideline. He said, you're going to be thankful. I'm going to make you thankful for the day you drafted Tom Brady. He did that about 8 years ago. The guy who he replaced had taken them to the Super Bowl and got hurt. Bledsoe. Brady got on the field. Bledsoe never got back. It's been, I don't know how many Super Bowls have they won. Hold it. Don't nobody say nothing. How many Super Bowls they won? Pastor Blair is the resident expert on the Patriots. So anyway, come on somebody. You got to tell you. Can you tell your boss that he's going to be glad for the day that he hired you? Come on somebody. Cast not away your confidence. Where you get that confidence from? Who talking about it? Who is the one talking about the confidence? And who is he talking to? This scripture is written to believers. And it's coming from God. He said, don't get rid of your confidence. Even though you got fired off the last job, pull up your pants back, fix your hair, wash your face, and keep moving. Amen. One day you'll go back and tell that boss, say, well, you know, I used to work for you. Pull up to the front door, whatever you drive, and looking good, and tell them, I just want to thank y'all for that $7 an hour job y'all gave me some years ago. Well, how you doing now? Look like you're doing good. No, I'm doing great. Well, how much you make an hour? I'm not paid hourly. What's going on? Come on, somebody. Am I keeping it real for you? I'm watching the clock too. God is good. This is what victory looked like. And you don't have to go to sleep wondering if somebody going to knock on your door. Come on, somebody. You sleep peacefully because what you have belongs to you. Ooh, Jesus. Where did I say go? Oh, Romans. Romans 12. Well, I gave you Romans 12. Just make a note of Romans 12, 1 and 2 about being transformed. So we're doing faith. Oh, go to James. Go to James, James 1. James chapter 1. I'm recapping a little bit here. And this is already listed. In James chapter 1, it's talking about doing the word. It says, but be ye, chapter 1, verse number 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Now, here's what happened. When you're a doer of the word, everybody here hear it. You all hear it. And there's another reference over in Mark chapter 4 where it talks about Satan coming to immediately take away the word that was sown in your heart. Somebody turn to that verse for me and you'll read it. So when it says being a doer, see, once you know that getting up early to run and train as a boxer is something you ought to do because all the great boxers did it, it's not going to help you unless you do it. So you got to make yourself do what you have to do. When you go back to school Monday, when they tell you what textbooks, read them before the year is out. Be two chapters ahead of the teacher. It'll only take you an extra hour. Get two chapters ahead of the teacher. So when the teacher starts lecturing, you've already read the chapter. You'll be able to ask questions while the teacher waiting on the other students to read it. You're able to ask questions. Intelligent questions. All questions are good. Amen. And this is the key. And it's not that it's just education. It's that you have an appetite to obtain information and knowledge and thoughts that you don't have. If you get information and give you thoughts you don't have, you'll be able to have a picture that you don't have. If you comprehend the information, the comprehension of the information reveals a picture on the inside of you, which will represent something you've never had and never seen. But you will have it in possession because you have the picture due to the comprehension of reading the information. That's why reading is so crucial. Reading is fundamental. Well, I just don't like to read. You don't have to like it. You can like what reading gonna produce for you. You gotta fall in love with the blessing, what's gonna come out of it. Well, you gotta fall in love with the process, and then the blessings, they'll just follow you. Can you say amen? Let me go wrap this up. God is good, isn't it? So in James it said, be a hearer of the word and not a doer only. But it said, but if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Now, do you know the first doing thing that got me? The first doing when I first heard this scripture years ago? Know what I thought doing the word was? Going to church. Going to church. Because, you know, I can say, well, I'm home, I'm reading the Bible. You lying. If you read it, you will come. I don't know why that worked like that. No, yes, I do. I do know why that worked like that. If you make an investment in reading the Bible, you'll come to church. Because the word of God that you read is connected to what I'm doing. I'm a part of the script. I'm a gift of God. God said, I give you pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets. See, there's a match between what you're reading and what God's telling me to minister. But see, doing the word, not thinking about doing it, not knowing you ought to do it, doing it. Amen? That's one reason I like sports. It's a do it. You got to do this. I met some guys over the years. They can talk a good game. How many of y'all know some people who talk a good game? You got them in sports. You got them at the job. You got them everywhere. They just talkers. They come late and they come late and they leave early. They talkers. No real commitment. Come on, somebody. I'm going to do. I'm going to get you this. I'm going to do this. You a talker. Come on, somebody. So you got to be a doer. That's the life of a believer. So scripture, the word said, y'all ain't no amen. That must be you. So said he's just like, if he's not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. That means you're deceiving your own self. James 22:23. Also, the challenge comes. Let me close my Bible. Somebody say this one. Say the challenge. The challenge comes when, once you read the word and you get faith and you realize you got to do it, the real challenge comes when you start doing it. Lord have mercy. That's when you're going to know the devil real. The opposition come. When the opposition come. Come on, somebody. I was doing the communion. We did communion this morning, right? I couldn't find my communion thing that I read my communion thing on. Lady Cynthia probably moved it somewhere. No, you didn't tell on Solicit. Gotta blame somebody. No, she had nothing to do with it. But the show must go on. Come on, somebody. Because you gotta do it. How many of you have some things? You're gonna get up tomorrow. It's gonna be some things stop you from doing it. Car won't start, you got to be somewhere. Oh, yeah. That's when it's going to measure what's inside of you. When you're doing the word of God. And so this is where the victory comes. Paying the price, because that's where the blessings are, is after the doing. That you remember that scripture said, you have need of patience. Because after having done the word. If you ain't done nothing, you ain't waiting. You ain't in no patience. If you haven't done the word, you haven't given, you ain't sowing, you ain't looking to reap, you ain't looking to get nothing because you ain't done nothing. That's for the people on Facebook. Saints, don't fool yourself. It's called sowing and reaping. If you haven't done the word, you ain't waiting on nothing, you ain't in no patience, you're just doing nothing. But when you've done the will of God, the word said that's when you have need of patience. Because you hear it from God now. The enemy is opposing you and God talking to you. I said the enemy is opposing you. That means I'm preaching now. That's right, that's right. I ain't never had no hands. I got some hate. I know how to do it. I don't hoop, but I can do that. After having done the will of God. That's when you need patience. Because you're in a fight now. You're in a faith fight now. You in it. I say you in it. Say you have need of patience. If you in it, God's in it. He's talking to you. When it's going to be God, he says, already been. He said, but I'm putting some things on the inside of you. Oh, Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I got to stop. I'll watch the clock. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Stand to your feet if you will. We'll give the Lord a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Do in faith. Somebody say, do in faith. Say, let's do it. Let's act on the word. Let's do the word and prepare to receive of the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. I wanted to go to Philippians 4:8 with you, but I didn't get to go over there. See, in other words, what's in this message? And who had the CD? We got to give the CDs out and get you out of here on time. When you come on, Sister Pearl, because I'm gonna have the people that were just here Thursday come get this. What happens is these particular principles I'm sharing with you on. Come on, Sister Pearl. When you do these, you look at the Word of God. Say, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. How am I fooling yourself? Hearing the Word and not doing it. So the enemy will oppose you on doing the Word. I run to people and say, well, you know, I'm going to come to church, I'm so-and-so. If you can't accomplish coming to church, what makes you think you're going to accomplish the other stuff? This easy. You ever think about somebody, hey, so-and-so, they're going to be there. I'll be glad to see them. There's a whole hundred reasons to come to church. Be glad to see somebody. Amen. But you have to know that the steps of doing it. Amen. It's doing it. It's more and more steps of doing the Word of God to be in faith. It's a do it with every project you have. Your health project, your diet project, your exercise project, your study project, your mentoring project. It's all the areas of your life. You want to be in faith in all of these areas, but there's a doing according to the scripture. Once you do that, you're running with God. I said, you're running with God. But Mark 4 says, Satan coming to take the word. If he take the word, you're not going to do it. You're not going to meditate on it. God can't remind you about something you haven't decided to do, but put that word in on any subject. Let's say any of you in here, you like some of you, you owe it to your family for you to walk in prosperity. I mean, let them see some real blessing. And you're going to fight and pay a price for it. Because if nobody else has done it, they won't believe nobody can do it. Same thing with divine healing. Now, I want to say more about divine healing. I need to share more about it, Chris, and I'll share about divine healing. But I got healed as a young preteen boy. I got healed from asthma. I was a serious asthmatic. I got healed. So when I came and realized the value of the word, I didn't have any sickness and disease. When I tell you about it, I got the word of God and I was at that church and, you know, supposed to be. Repetition, that's the breakfast of champions. You know how long it took the devil to produce people as losers over and over and over. That's why Winston tastes good like a cigarette shoe. Do you know how many years it's been since that commercial was? It's programmed them people. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. That's programmed in them. Winston kills quicker than anything. Folk were dying like flies. And that commercial was ringing in. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. And then all the other ones, Marlboro, man, all that other junk. Programming people to self-destruct. Throw that, amen. You have a challenge with that. I call you. You delivered in the name of Jesus, amen. But and your family members, anybody in your family, amen. You know, so praise God. Have you been blessed? We got to go. God is so good. Are you prepared to go into your destiny? Are you prepared for a little discomfort? Why discomfort? Your flesh, your carnal thinking. It's not going to want to go along with what God is telling you. That's why you bring it under control. And the Word of God, it'll do that.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m., or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.